శ్రీ శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు
హరే కృష్ణ హరి కృష్ణ కృష్ణ కృష్ణ
పవిత్ర పవిత్ర మరే సుందరీకాంతరం శృతి శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు శ్రీ విష్ణు ది ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మంత్ర అపవిత్ర పవిత్ర అపవిత్ర కాంటెంట్ ఇన్ హెస్ అండ్ పవిత్ర ప్యూరిఫై అండర్ వన్ కాంటమినేటెడ్ స్పేస్ ఆర్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ స్పేస్ పవిత్ర పవిత్ర సర్వ మీన్స్ ఆల్ అవస్థా మీన్స్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్స్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ సర్కమ్స్టాన్సెస్ వన్ మే బి ఐదర్ ఇన్ కాంటామినేటెడ్ స్పేస్ ఆర్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ స్పేస్ జస్ట్ మరెట్ ఎనీ వన్ హూ రిమెంబర్ పుండరీకాసం పుండరీకాసం మీన్స్ కృష్ణ ఆర్ విష్ణు పుండరీ అక్షం లోటస్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఐ జస్ట్ లైక్ లోటస్ పెటర్ ఫేస్ ఫర్ పుండరీకాసం సో ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ హూ రిమెంబర్ chants the name of the Lord Pundarikasana saw Bhaiya Bhaiya means the star and Isha Antaram Shuchi Shuchi means Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu Sri Vishnu simply by remembering the holy name of the Lord, Vishnu, is purified in any stage of life. That is a fact. It is said, there is a Bengali verse, it says, Aka Krishna name chakho paap hare, పాపి హే తో పాప హి బరే ధరే బై చాంటింగ్ వన్స్ ది హోలీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ ది సిన్ఫుల్ మ్యాన్ క్యాన్ వాంక్విష్ సో మచ్ వాల్యూమ్స్ ఆఫ్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీ రియాక్షన్ దట్ హీస్ అనేబుల్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ A sinful man is very expert to come in sinful action. But the holy name of Krishna is so strong that he will be unable to commit so much sin as can be extinguished simply by uttering once the name of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. This is the fact. But unfortunately, we, by chanting, vanquish all kinds of sinful activities that are life. But the next moment, we again begin. That is the difference. Just like I have taken some poison. Now you go to the doctor. He gives you medicine. The poison has protected. or not. Yes. Now, please. And just after coming from the doctor's house, again he takes home. And again go to the doctor.
The doctor is not medicine.
But what is business? That you go to the doctor and counteract the poisonous effect, and again come back and again take for you. What is this business? Is it very intelligent business? If you want to take poison, then take poison and die. Then you go to the physician and counteract it and again take poison. So there are certain systems that prescribe in Christian religion. They go weekly to the church and confess their sinful activities, and it is counteract. That's all right. God can counteract anything, or God repents that you can do that. But again, just coming from the church, again I begin the same thing. It is the greater type of sinfulness. That is the basic injunction. Nāna bala dukahi pāpunu ghi. Anyone who commits sin on the strength of chanting the holy name of Vishnu, evil activity cannot be ranked even by so much attempt performing sacrifices or penance. No, it is not. It cannot. Just like you have committed some criminal act and you are presented in the court, and he says, "Am I not? I did not know this act. I have committed this. I made an excuse. I did not do this." Then you are excused. That's all. But if you are excused, then again come back and again do the same sinful activities, criminal activities, and if you are again arrested, then you will be very, very severely punished. It is a common sense. How people think that because I chant Hare Krishna, or I take the holy name of God, or I go to church, therefore I can commit so much sins, never mind if you come to lecture next week or next moment and I say, this is one of the greatest offense in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. You should always do it. By this initiation, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, your sinful activities will be counteracted, undoubtedly. But don't commit again. That is the gravest offense. There are same kinds of offenses. You should be careful. You have got those printed papers. Same kinds of offenses. Yes, you can. This is a fact. Jasmare pundarika khansa baiva bantaram suti. As soon as you chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, you become relieved from all yatana sinful activities. Every one of us, anyone who has come to this material world, beginning from Lord Brahma, what to speak of also, down to the small man, everyone is to some extent, we have committed and sinful activities, therefore we are in this material world. This is the fact. Now, in this material world, there are different stages, different species of life. Let you know that there are 8,400,000 species of life, and we are passing through all these species of life, and according to our sinful position, we are placed in different kinds of places also. In God's creation, there are different kinds of places also. So this is going on. We are traveling, wandering throughout the universe, through many species of life, and in many planets. This is going on. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Eirupe brahmando bhumite kama bhagavan. In this way, the living entities, while wandering throughout the whole universe, sometimes in nice place, nice life, nice society, there is no nice place. But we accept, this is good, this is bad, that is our mental compass. Actually, in the material world, there is no happiness, there is no nice place. Because wherever you go, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, punaravartinasya. Even if you go to the highest planetary system, Brahma Loka, then there also punaravartinasya means the four principles of material existence, namely birth, death, old age and disease. They will accompany wherever you go. You may have a long duration of life, but you have to meet death. That is compulsory. And as soon as you meet death, you have to enter into the womb of a certain type of mother and develop another body and come out again and begin another life. This is right. So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ābrahma bhuvanālokān punarāvartinam. Even if you go to the hyperplanetary system, Brahma Loka, within this material world, that process is gone. Repetition of birth, old age and disease. Because this material body, wherever you get it, either you are American or Englishman or Indian, or moon planet, or sun planet, or Brahma planet, Brahma Loka planet, you know, anywhere you go, you will get a certain type of body. But that material body is subjected to these forces. But there, disease and old age. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 13th chapter, that Janmamitya Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dosha Anugandhana. This prescription is given for the man who is cultivating knowledge, for whom everything is out. That is the point. For a child, if you give the child a little poison, why do you eat? Because he does not know. Whatever he gets, he will give half of it if he tries to eat it. So, but those who are in knowledge, cultivating knowledge, for them, there are 20 items in the Bhagavad Gita. Amalittam, adabhuntam, ahimsa, shanti, asa, ajivam, acharyupasanam. Acharyupasanam, accepting spiritual master. This is also one of the items. 20 items for advancing knowledge. So So this initiation process is Acharya Upasana, beginning of worshipping the spiritual master. So in that list of how to progress in knowledge. So these four principles, Janma Mukti Jarabhyadi Dukkha Dhushanda, one should always put in his front that however expert I may be, I will have to meet death. I will have to take birth. I will have to become old man. And I will have to suffer to find a disease. Then what is advancement? Either you become very rich man, or become a Brahma, or become a small hand. You have to become just like Srimana Kosita. Worship Lord Brahma and ask him the benediction that, sir, make me immortal. The master says, I am myself is not immortal. How can I make me immortal? So, immortality is not possible. Then how is it possible? We want immortality. Now we are sitting here, if there is some silence, then immediately on the roof of the house, atom bomb will drop. Then immediately shall clear from this place. Why? Because we are not prepared to meet death. We do not wish to die. That's the fact. But death is, of course, this is not that I do not wish to die. Why death is forced upon us? And if there is any need to avoid death, this has to come here. Maybe. Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna says, God, Krishna says, Vidvatyana Nivartan Jeta Dhyana Padam. If you, Madhyana Vatya Pumandran Manavidya, if you come to my planet, Dhamma means planet, place. Then, he'll never come back to take birth again in this state. So, any intelligent man, if he is actually has got strength, he should try for this. And especially in this human form of life, it is possible to achieve this benediction. That I can become immortal. I can become blissful. I can become full of knowledge. Satchidananda. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. And if you become Krishna conscious, then ultimately you also become exactly like him, Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. And sat means eternal. And chit means knowledge. Sat is ananda. Ananda means blissful. So this body, however, you may be coming, maybe in this planning, maybe in this track. You may be very poor man, you may be white man, you may be black man, whatever you may be. But this body is not Satchidananda. It is not eternal. It will end. It is full of ignorance. We do not know what will happen if I go just out of this door. Full of ignorance. We do not know what is happening beyond this wall. So, and all is full of anxiety. Where is ananda? There is no ananda. So this body is not Sachidananda Vigraha, but even Jitana Krishna Bhanta. And as according, then he will at the end get Sachidananda form. Your form is Sachidananda because you are part and parcel of Sachidananda Krishna. Omegasu Guru, all living entities are my cause and purpose, Krishna said. And another sense he said, Sarvajuni Shukon Priya Sambhavanti Mutreya. Tathana Hajjani Brahma Aham Jiva Pradakshita. He is the father of everyone. So, just like here also, the father is diseased. The son gets his body diseased, infected. When the father is healthy, the son is also healthy. Parent is also healthy. Similarly, if Krishna is Sachidananda, if Krishna is the original father, then we are also Sachidananda Vigraha. But at the present moment, what is our condition? Manasatkarani indriyani pratitisthani karsati. Now because you have got this material body, you have come in contact of this external energy, material energy. You have got this material body. Therefore, you are engaged in struggle for existence with mind and the material sense. That is our position. Manasthasthani indriyani prakritisthani. Prakritisthani means material. Tarasastha. So this is our position. And if you want to get out of it, if you are foolish, that whatever it is, that's better. Let us see out. Don't talk of it. No, that is another thing. But those who are sensitive, those who are actually after knowledge, those who actually want a solution of this material, miserable condition of life, they must get to this Krishna consciousness. That is the only way. Krishna naam karo bhai artha mishti. Simply face to Krishna consciousness. All other things are simply illusion, false. Palaiva was my Joma Sakushi. She cannot escape. The death she is directing. All. You are given a chance. If you don't take properly utilize this chance, then another death is coming. And you are awaiting another type of body according to your karma. You are manufacturing our next body. This is your position. So, this initiation means to enter into transcendental life. Why? To make a solution, complete solution of the materialism. This is telling you. Arugudvāsanam sadhanma pricchā āgumārdhāna-dharmam. You will read all these things in our book, the Nectar of Devotion, and Bhagavad Gita also. You should read all these books and appear in the next year in Revelation. Just like this year so many boys have appeared, they are going to get the task in Bhakti Shastri. So utilize it. And this Krishna consciousness is not for a particular place. Krishna is not a creature. Krishna says, everyone in all species of life, Arnav's son. He is claiming to be the father of everyone. You don't even get ten. That's Krishna is Indian, Krishna is Hindu, Krishna is Islam. No. He's for everyone. So he, Krishna, he says, I'm everyone's father. Why should you reject him? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Father claiming, you are my son. And the son says, no, you are not my son. But then what can we do? That's another. So this initiation means beginning of Krishna consciousness. You are already associating with our society. You have already learned some of the elementary knowledge. And you should be careful about the four principles of prohibition. What are those? You tell me, what are our prohibitions? No?
No intoxicants.
Tell me, that you said that other. Yes.
No meat.
No meat eating. No meat eating.
No meat eating.
Yes.
No eating.
The meat is there, you cannot say no meat. But no meat eating. Yes.
No intoxicants.
Yes.
And no smoking.
No intoxicant means including smoking. Smoking is also intoxicant. Tea drinking is also intoxicant. Coffee drinking is also intoxicant. So, in our society, and no meat eating, no eggs, no fish, no chicken, nothing of the sort. Simply vegetarian. Krishna not even vegetarian. Krishna Prasad. Don't accept even vegetarian diet. We simply accept Krishna Prasad. So, Krishna Prasadam, which is vegetable, Krishna does not eat meat, because he says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram puttam phalam koyam yogi bhakya pradhati. Krishna says that puts the protect on vegetable Krishna. Anyone offering me with devotion and prayer, I eat. He says I eat. When Krishna says he eats, so he is offering such nice prasadam so that he can eat, and you take Krishna prasadam. Prasadam is not to be khana and hani, you say, Bhujayate. So you take Krishna prasadam, and what is the other? No illicit sex. You cannot have illicit sex life. Here I have got married all these wives and girls. I don't like to leave a wife, friend, girl from me. That is not allowed. Standing out. All these married girls, married by me. For us, that is the first instance that is sannyasi is creating household. Sannyasi creates sannyasi. People are afraid of mixing with sannyasi because they think that is the sannyasi makes me sannyasi. But actually that fear is not here. Here is a sannyasi. He is creating grihastha.
Ek nari wale ko bhi kya sahi kaha gaya hai sannyasi?
Haan, nari brahmachari. So those are illicit sex. Illicit sex hota hai jo one should not have more than one woman or one man. That is right. Therefore, in human society, there is marriage, not in the animal society. Marriage means that one should be satisfied with one woman and one man. That's all. And there is no question of divorce. Divorce is introduced by the modern Western culture. It is not sanctioned by any religion. But, you see. So, we are observing these rules, knowing we should take plan. No little thing, and no justification, no man. So all my students, they strictly follow these rules. Therefore, their advancement. You see the advancement so quickly because they follow my instructions. They follow very obedient, therefore, by grace of Krishna. Jastadevi parabhatu jathadevi tathadro. This statement on the Upanishad. Anyone who has got unceasing faith in God and Krishna, just so Devi Parav, Devi means God, Parav, unceasing faith. Tatha Guru, similarly in Guru, Tasaita Kathita Dharsya Pratasanti Mahatma. To him, all these Vedic knowledge becomes revealed automatically. So, my students are not only here in England, in London, in all places if you go, if you travel, you go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and many other places, we have authentic branches, including Japan, Honolulu. So, they are strictly followed, and they are making constant travel. Now here, I came here for the first time. Before me, I sent my six students, married students. They were only with me at utmost of 1 year. I sent them to try, and they tried their best. So they have created some impression among the Londoners. We one of my heart brothers came 6 years ago. He could not do it. He was a sinner. But how these boys and girls have done, because they are so sincere. The sincerity in spiritual life, sincerity is the first part. Arjava, Saralata, Arjava. Sattam, Sautam, Arjava. These are the Brahmanical qualifications. One should be very sincere. Duplication may be very good qualification for this material world. But duplicity in spiritual life is no possibility. So, these boys, although they are very young, they are not even 30, within 25, 26 years, all the boys and girls, but they have many problems. Many Indians, they are hopefully completed. This I mean, Indian men are wonderful, these boys and girls are very nice. So, that is my pride, that these boys and girls follow my instruction. I'm not giving you them any money or any bribe. They are simply, sincerely following my instruction. I'm a mendicant. I have no money, neither. But Krishna is helping them. So, you follow these principles. Then, sure, successful. And the Rupa Goswami has said that how one can make success in devotion. प्रहार भज्या निश्चा तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना चतुर्वृत्ति साधु संगे सरभी भक्ति प्रसिद्ध सिक्स प्रिंसिपल वन मस्ट बी वेरी मच कंसीडियस यस इन दिस लाइफ आई शैल कंप्लीट माय कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस आई नॉट वेट फॉर द नेक्स्ट लाइफ This man, I shall finish. This is called Vishwas. And Dhaija. Dhaija means patience. Not that sometimes I do not find that I'm making much improvement, but it still you should have patience. And Nishya with confidence. Because we are following the standard rules and regulations. Success is sure. That confidence must be there. Just like 2 plus 2 equal to 4. That's the fact. Similarly, if you follow the principle as laid down in the Shastra, then success is sure. But if you don't follow, Krishna said, the Shastra vidhinu sridhya vartati kamaka, not to bring for us, anyone who does not follow, with a rigid principle, then he cannot have success. So our principle is very simple. We avoid these four principles of restriction and chant Hare Krishna 15 rounds and take Krishna prasadam. Very happy life. So there is no difficulty, but it is simply follow the rules and regulations with faith and confidence. Ushad, Bhishya, Jishya, Tattva Karma Pravartam. Tattva Karma means you have to follow the prescribed rules and regulations. Tattva Karma Pravartam. Sato Vitte, and you must be honest, not dishonest. You accept before the spiritual master that I shall do it. And if you do not do it, that's not good. You must be. So, sato vitte sadhu sangha and asusitana devotee. Sadhu sangha, those are not devotees. If you mix with them, then whatever you learn, you forget. Their influence is so bad because they are not very strong. Therefore, there is every possibility that whatever you learn in bad association in the target. Sato vichche sadhu sangha sarvi. Sarvi, by following the six principles, bhakti prasiddhati. So, devotional life will be developed in the last world. Uttar, bhujya, nitya, nitya, तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना चतुर्वृत्ति साधु संगे सरवी भक्ति प्रसिद्ध सही फॉलो सक्सेस इज श्योर एंड कोऑपरेट विथ योर गॉड ब्रदर डॉ हाउ टू एक्ट एंड योर लाइफ विल बी सक्सेस
Sajivam, 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 अवधूतां
अवधूतां
परिजना
अवधूतां
परिजना कृष्णा चैतन्ना
देवं
श्री राधा
No.